The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. An overly wet weekend in Northern California. In fact, National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Walbrin, says a massive storm is going to bring significant amounts of rain through Monday.
Kind of our coastal hills and the west slope of the Sierra, we expect to see totals on the order of 10 inches of rain. And some of our wettest peaks could approach up to a foot of rain, which would be pretty excessive. Even the lower elevations, we're expecting several inches. So this is on the heels of essentially a two-year drought.
Any rain's a good thing for California, but the storms will not end the drought that's plaguing the state as well as parts of the western U.S. President Biden, Democratic leaders in Congress have edged close to a deal on their big package of social services. Negotiations expected to continue into the weekend. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. China tests a hypersonic missile, and the Democrats' response is a yawn.
Frankly, the Democrats have been the party of military weakness for decades now.
Join us on our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Every Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday nights at 11, here on AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot, sunny and a high of 49 today. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers and a high of 50. Here at The Patriot, we're looking for someone who has gone above and beyond to affect our culture in a positive way. If someone comes to mind, please nominate them for the Culture Warrior of the Year at AM980ThePatriot.com so we can recognize their work publicly. The Narn with Mitch Berg continues.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. No, this is not Mitch Berg. It's Brad Carlson. The closer edition of the Northern Alliance on the headliner edition. Did you follow all that? Well, yeah, it is me, Brad, filling in for Mitch. Mitch away on assignment. But fear not, he will be back in his regular time slot, 1 to 3 p.m. Saturdays next week, October 30th. Again, he's just away on assignment today. But glad to be with you. Always fun to talk to Mitch's audience. And here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. It's hashtag NARN show for any comments or questions. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. Going to take a little transition now and talk some cybersecurity, cyber attacks. Fox Business a couple of weeks ago had a story about an undiscovered Iranian Operation Ghost Shell, which was a state-sponsored cyber threat. And who better to talk about such cyber attacks than our official technology wonk, D. Greg Scott. You can check out his fine work on his website, D as in Daniel, dgregscott.com. And we always like to give Greg a shout-out, too, because if you wonder how we're able to do a live broadcast on a frozen lake every first Saturday in February, Greg Scott's the man that makes it happen. Now, Greg, always good to have you in the broadcast, sir.
Thanks for having me. Tolls for Heroes is coming up February 12th, 2022.
It's the second Saturday this year.
Second Saturday.
Coming
yeah,
up
yeah,
next year,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already reached out to Steve and Tom regarding that because I was, last couple of years, I booked the national anthem singer. So, I reached out to him again in hopes that we can book the national anthem singer if they don't already have somebody in mind.
So. Cool. And I got to get a better mic on my cell phone so I can record it better. We'll get better sound on my website this time around.
Absolutely. So, well, Greg, again, always great to have you on here, sir. As we alluded to this undiscovered Iranian Operation Ghost Shell state-sponsored cyber threat, we were talking a little bit off-air and via email. You had indicated that this is something similar to what you predicted in your second fictional novel, Virus Bomb. Is that right, Greg Scott?
Yep. Not too well.
Or a scenario, at least you concocted. Yeah.
Real life imitates art, and why is that not a surprise? So, in Virus Bomb, in fiction, not in the real world.
Don't
in
give
fiction,
any too many spoilers, Greg Scott. You still need to sell more books here.
Yeah, we do for sure. You want to go buy Virus Bomb? That's
indeed,
a great
yes.
book. So, in fiction, the Iranians attack the U.S. transportation industry. They don't do it to do ransomware or to get money. They attack the transportation industry to gather data. What they want, what in my fictional world, the Iranians want to find out what stuff are we shipping, where, and when are we shipping it, and they use that to plot targets of opportunity. We won't go any farther. Buy the book. Read the book if you want to find out
exactly,
what targets
yes.
of opportunity. And find out how a bald guy named Jerry Barkley, what Jerry Barkley does about it. So
based on a fictional character, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
any resemblance to real people living or dead is purely coincidental.
You betcha. But Jerry lives in a house in Egan, really, really similar to mine.
There we go. So.
Yeah.
And, he's undergoing a big renovation project, too, but that's another book for
another There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of renovation stories.
Yeah.
So. In the real world, the Iranians are targeting Middle Eastern companies. They're targeted attacks. They're not just generic phishing attacks. These are targeted attacks where somebody does their homework on the attack target and then puts together an attack tailored for that target. That's what I predicted in Virus Bomb. That's what we did in Virus Bomb, and that's what's going on in real life. And that's wake up, people, that the bad guys are out there and they're coming after you.
Yeah, you know, we talk about modern day warfare, and when we think mm-hmm. about when we read our American history, we talk about the wars that America was involved in: World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, what have you. You know, airstrikes, boots on the ground, you know, ground mm-hmm. war, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there could be some very serious attacks with a heck of a lot more casualties. Without anybody ever picking up a gun, Greg Scott. I mean, these cyber attacks are that serious.
Yeah, and we started it. We, the Americans, we started it. We did this in 06, 07, 08, 09.
Okay.
We attacked Iran. Iran is building these nuclear centrifuges. Iran is trying to build a nuclear bomb.
Sure.
And we attacked them over the internet using a piece of software that's come to be called Stuxnet, Stuxnet. Read, there's a book called Countdown to Zero Day. It's nonfiction. Read that book. It's a fascinating story about what the Israelis and the Americans never did to Iran or never admitted to trying to do to Iran.
Okay.
We set their nuclear program back by at least 2 years. And witnesses said the centrifuges that spin the material to try to get the isotopes right, we got into their PLCs, their programmable logic controllers. We got inside their PLCs. We made them spin the things too fast and too slow, then too fast a little bit.
Okay.
And that screwed up a bunch of their centrifuges.
Okay.
And we broke them. The Iranians couldn't figure out what was going on. Somebody somewhere discovered that the computers were acting wrong, and they sent in what they thought were virus samples to the commercial antivirus companies. And the commercial antivirus companies diagnosed it and traced it back to the U.S. and the Israelis, and that's how it got to be out in the open.
Now, interesting. Some of these, you know, we talk about this the cyber threat that came through via Fox Business on their tech page,
mm-hmm.
talking specifically about this particular threat. You know, we all talk about, hey, look, you need to protect your vulnerable information as much as possible. You know, your antivirus software, you know, doing virus checks.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this particular one eluded even some of the more sophisticated antivirus software, Greg Scott?
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
Because a bazillion thoughts. I keep
interrupting. It's your segment, Greg Scott. Go with it, sir.
Well,
yes.
No, I have to learn how to finish a sentence before I start the next sentence because the thoughts go faster than the lips sometimes.
Sure. I understand, yeah.
So, okay, here's first. Antivirus software catches stuff based on signatures. So we know what viruses look like, so we build signatures. Stuff comes in, we compare it to the signatures. If it matches, we call it. But new viruses don't have any signatures. We don't know what new viruses look like. There's no signatures. It's kind of like COVID-19 all over again, except it's in the electronic world.
Right.
We don't know what it looks like, so we don't catch it. The bad guys keep updating their malicious software, so the antivirus is always a step behind. So you need another layer of defense to guard against stuff like that. So one of the biggies, a huge, huge, huge biggie, is phishing. Phishing with a PH.
Right.
Phishing with a PH.
Right.
And so to this day, the number one attack vector is phishing. I'll send you an email. Hey, Brad, click here for all the Viagra you could ever want, and it's free. Click here for great screensavers showing you
if
images.
If I click on that, I got bigger problems than being susceptible to virus.
I know.
But that's another story entirely. Yeah.
But
I get you.
Yeah. I mean, we don't see too many Viagra ads now. We still see variations on the Nigerian print, except now he's from Afghanistan.
Okay.
And we see just all kinds of con job emails. So click here to make everything all better. One of my favorites. I get emails all the time about my website.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Greg, you've infringed. You've used videos and you've used images that belong to me. Click here to find out which images. If you don't click here, I'm going to sue you for a trillion zillion gazillion dollars, and you'll never see the light of day ever again. I get one of those every couple weeks from somebody somewhere. Just click here to find out what the offending images are. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, sure.
Do they not realize who they're dealing with? I mean, do they look at their website and see some of the things you do and are involved in? I would think they would know you're probably not susceptible to that.
Those attacks are probably not spear phishing attacks; they're just generic phishing attacks.
I guess, yeah.
But I've seen a couple spear phishing attacks too. Targeted attacks tailored for me, and I got one at work a couple weeks ago. And it claimed to come from somebody in the HR department of the company where I work in my day job.
Okay.
And the text of the message, and it was proper English.
It was good English.
it was
gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. I can do that because I live here. But it was proper English.
Right.
And that made it harder to diagnose, because usually this stuff comes from overseas and they just don't speak real English real well.
Sure.
Anyway. So the message said, hey Greg, I'm trying to do this favor for these people. So what I want you to do is just give me your cell number and text me back that I know you got this. Let's not do this by email because I want to keep this between you and me. So text me back, okay? And so that was somebody trying to get inside and trying to find out stuff about where I work. So I reported it. Turns out a few other people inside that company gotten similar emails. So that stroked my ego to help that department filter some of that stuff out. So and I contacted the HR lady. She said, no, I never sent that. Somebody's impersonating me. I said, bingo.
Yeah. Now, again, and I'm glad you brought that up, because these are very, you know, sometimes we think it takes such a sophisticated mind or eye or knowledge of IT in order to combat a lot of these quote-unquote phishing expeditions. But you just took the very simple task of saying, hey, did you send this?
Yeah.
I mean, folks, they're really – I work for a company that has had issues in the past, and the one thing they are very good about telling us is like, look, if you get something and you think it's remotely suspicious – we're not going to laugh at you if you appear overly paranoid, because this is serious stuff. I mean, we've talked about the ransomware attack in the East Coast a few months ago that shut down the main pipeline that supplied their gasoline out there, and how that just crippled that area for 5 days.
Yeah, somebody clicked on the wrong somebody. Right. Somebody fell for a phishing attack. Yep.
So the point is that because the repercussions are so severe, if you don't just put forth a general inquiry, they're never, you know, don't let your ego get in the way of being susceptible to something like this.
And a lot of people out there think this is spy versus spy.
Right.
And there's people with white lab coats, and the NSA and the CIA and other right. other analysts are at the border filtering this stuff. that's not the way it works. we are on the front lines. And there's a thing you need to learn about IT, and everybody needs to learn this. And we've talked about this before. Burn this into your brain. It's six words, and it even rhymes. I don't know how to make it any more simple. Care and share to be prepared. See how it rhymes? It's got rhythm and meter and stuff. Care and share to be prepared.
You got to write a Dr. Seuss book about this, Greg Scott. Yeah. I think you could, seriously, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got to care enough about this stuff to actually invest and learn what you need to learn instead of just talking about it. And don't go in front of the microphone and say, we take security seriously after somebody's plundered you. You should have taken security seriously before they plundered
yeah,
you.
Right.
And you see so many leaders, so many business leaders say that. I had an organization leader was once, Greg, what do I need to do to keep my computer safe? And I started rattling off stuff. He stopped me after about 30 seconds. Greg, just tell me what I need to know in 25 words or less.
Yeah, right.
So it took me a long time to come up with 6 words, care and share to be prepared. But that's what I tell people that want to know in 25 words or less. And what does that mean, Greg? So then that gives me that. Now I earn the right to go farther. So care enough about this stuff to actually invest in it instead of talking about it. And then share what you need. And the sharing part is controversial. If somebody penetrates you and steals a bunch of credit card numbers or steals a bunch of money or mm-hmm. does whatever to you,
yep.
tell the whole world about it. Endure the embarrassment. Learn from the mistake and grow and get stronger from it and help other people learn from your mistake. And demand that other people share what they learn as well. And present what you do for security. Present it at conferences. Talk about it on the radio. Talk about it everywhere. Tell the whole world about it. And that part's controversial because the first thing people say is, Greg, you're just giving information away to bad guys. You're telling bad guys. You're giving away the store to bad guys. What's wrong with you? And they're wrong. Bad guys already know how to penetrate good guys.
Right.
They spend all day long probing good guys, and they spend all night long collaborating to make tomorrow's probes better. Just look at some of the underground forums where these guys compare notes. Bad guys collaborate all the time. Good guys isolate ourselves. That's why we keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. Stop that, people. Talk about this. There should be the phone line should be lit up right now with people calling in, but they're probably not. You got to care, people. That's the
Well, yeah, and just in case you'd like to light up the phone line, 651-289-4488, that is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show, hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Joined in studio by our resident technology wonk, Greg Scott. Check out his fine work at his website, dgregscott.com. That's D as in Daniel, dgregscott.com. Greg, we need to take a quick break. Are you able to hold for one more segment with us?
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
Love this.
We'll be back with Greg Scott with one final segment. Again, it's me, Brad Carlson, filling in for Mitch Berg on the Headliner Edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Now is the time to start thinking about your spring home improvement projects. Sandow Construction can give your home curb appeal with new siding. Sandow Construction is celebrating 40 years with a special offer. No interest on your project when paid in full within 18 months, minimum $5,000 purchase. Visit SandowInc.com for details. That's SandauInc.com. Call 888-534-6898 for details about credit cost and terms for new accounts. The APR for purchase is 28.99%, subject to credit approval.
This is Dennis Prager for Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center. As you know, happiness is a moral obligation, but if you're a parent, that might seem impossible if you're trying to teach your kids math. If this is you, then Mathnasium has the solution. At Mathnasium, students learn to understand and master math. They learn number sense, math fluency, and problem-solving skills that equip them for success, not just in school, but for the rest of their lives. Mathnasium students become confident and even enjoy learning math with Mathnasium's customized and live one-on-one approach. Students can actually reach their potential, possibly even more than you might imagine. More than ever, your child needs extra math support to keep moving ahead. So do your kids and yourself a favor and enroll today at one of the Mathnasium centers listed on the Patriots advertiser page at am1280thepatriot.com. Mathnasium, changing lives and adding happiness through math.
Mathnasium is now hiring part-time math coaches. To enroll or apply, call 763-269-6969.
Charlie Kirk believes we're seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
What does it mean to be a Christian woman in our current culture? How does your faith in Christ relate to the world around you? At times, being a Christian can seem like an overwhelming task in today's busy and challenging landscape. That's why you should visit iBelieve.com, a site designed for Christian women. Whether you're looking for insight, conversation starters for your church group, or just an uplifting message, you'll find it at iBelieve.com. Visit iBelieve.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
Brighten someone's day with a free e-card from the largest online Christian greeting card site, crosscards.com. There's one for every occasion, birthdays, holidays, or just to let someone know you care. Crosscards.com is a division of Salem Media Group.
Roll it, baby.
Welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. As always, we appreciate you tuning in, joined by our resident technology wonk, Greg Scott, talking about all things cybersecurity, cyber attacks. Talked quite a bit in the first segment about the undiscovered Iranian Operation Ghost Shell state-sponsored cyber threat. And as we were talking a little bit off-air, it's kind of the proverbial chess match. You know, you get the these hackers, the cyber attackers, if you will, constantly collaborating on how they become more sophisticated up the ante, so to speak. And, you know, a lot of these efforts will eventually be combated, but then they get even more sophisticated. It's kind of the proverbial chess match. And to Greg, mm-hmm. you know, what Greg said earlier.
Arms race. Yeah. Call it arms race. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy. Yeah. And what Greg said earlier is if those who are looking to thwart these attacks, you know, have that constant collaboration in the motif of what these bad guys do, it could, you know, you could avoid a lot of the pain and embarrassment and high-profile attacks that you hear constantly. Another one of your novels, your first novel, Bullseye Breach, you know, loosely based on a company that has a bullseye as its logo and some of the high-profile attacks they've endured.
Purely coincidental.
Of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
So, but we were talking a little bit off air. You had an anecdote that you wanted to share specifically about your dentist, of all people, Greg.
Well, there was not my dentist, but there was a dentist.
Don't want to incriminate your dentist.
No,
I apologize.
Yeah, I'll tell you about a dentist and a bank, a dentist and a banker, and
they walk into a bar. Sounds like the beginning of a bad joke here, Greg Scott.
Yeah, completely different story.
So okay.
The dentist story first. The dentist I met, and he said he needed a server. He had all these patient X-rays, and he wanted a server. And I started talking about the cost of a server, and he decided the more we talked, the more he started to held in. So I said, "Well, how are you keeping your patient X-rays now?" And he walked me back to this dusty cubicle that nobody used anymore, and there was an aging Windows XP computer sitting in there underneath a bunch of junk. Apparently, his receptionist had to call her brother in Colorado every morning to get this thing turned on and up and running. So all his patient X-rays were in there. So if this thing dies, no more patient X-rays.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, okay. That's kind of important. If you're a dentist, your patient X-rays seem like they should be important. So I asked him flat out, what would you do if this system died and you didn't have access to your patient X-rays anymore?
Right.
And his answer, I don't need computers to do dentistry. That was his answer.
Okay.
That should make everybody's jaw drop. If you don't need computers to do your work, then why do you have computers in the first place? Turn them all off. Operate for a day without any computers, and then see how much you need computers. And you'll find that you need computers.
But does he have the hard copies of the X-rays still readily available?
Not that I know of. Well, maybe. I
don't understand that philosophy then.
I don't understand it either. Yeah. But there's more. I went to a bank one time. I talked to this bank vice president, and I was pitching security, and let's do a security audit and see how things are. He got all puffy. He said, "We've already done that security audit," and then he made a mistake. He offered to show me the report, and I said, "Yeah, I'd love to see that report." So he went and got this manila folder, and I sat across the desk from him, and I thumbed through it, and I looked up. I said, "This is a great report. It tells a whole lot about your website. Where's the report about your network right here in the bank?" And he looked back at me. He said, "Thanks for coming into the bank, Greg. Here's the door right there," and he hustled me out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Too many people, you bury your heads in the sand and you think it can't happen to you. You know, you bury your heads in the sand and your rear end sticks up in the air and you know what happens when that after that. That just put that metaphor in your head. Yeah. Don't bury your head in the sand. Bad stuff can happen.
Yeah, and again, you know, the embarrassment that you feel from a high profile hack, you know, that'll subside.
Yeah.
If you get the problem fixed to ensure that it never happens again, but then to try to bury the issue after it occurs,
it's just going to hurt worse.
Yeah, you don't really learn anything from that. So,
yeah, yeah.
But you
yeah.
probably, I mean, is that a typical reception that you get, Greg, when you go in to try to offer? I don't know if you're offering consulting services or just friendly neighborhood advice, but
today it's friendly neighborhood advice. Okay. I don't do independent consulting anymore because I work for this major software company.
Okay.
It's a conflict of interest. So
of course, yeah.
I write books now. I write books and try to hook people on entertainment and then learn a little at the same time. But when I was doing consulting, those two stories, those are. Most people are not quite that blunt, not quite that direct, but it's polite. I saw too many eyes glaze over when I showed them how they were vulnerable. As soon as you start showing them computer stuff, it's numbers and it's screens and it's pictures and it's abstract, their eyes just glaze over. You can see it. That's why I started writing novels. Because you tell them the real world stories and their mind just goes blank. It's computers and so it's too technical. Just dumb it down, Greg. Well, we drive cars, don't we? We drive cars, and you know you're supposed to press the gas pedal and the brake pedal. I taught my grandson how to do a clutch the other day. And, I mean, we learn stuff to drive cars.
Sure.
Learn stuff to use computers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you don't really need to know the intricacies of, say, your car engine in order to drive a car, but it would help to have at least a working knowledge of it in order, you know,
right.
be able
you know what the engine does and you know what the transmission does.
Right.
You know what the tires do.
Sure.
You know what the brake does and the gas pedal. You know how to operate the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And to just have a, maybe even just a work, I don't even know necessarily working knowledge. I mean, if you like press on your accelerator and the RPMs go up, but your speed doesn't increase, you're like, might be an issue with the transmission. You know,
yeah,
just have a basic knowledge of what's happening. So what are some of the, I guess, to use that analogy, what do you recommend are some of the basic knowledges people should have when, you know, they're working with their computer system? I mean, just... If they feel their internet isn't as high speed as they like it,
basic troubleshooting 101 stuff. First up, know the difference between your hard drive and memory. I have so many people that don't even know that. They don't know the difference between a magnetic hard drive and memory. Memory's like, it's not that, it's kind of fuzzy, but hard drives are permanent storage. Memory is memory. And know the difference. I mean, just... That's as dirt basic as it gets.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, so we do want to get to some calls here.
Oh.
Line one, Elijah in St. Bonnie's wants to weigh in. Elijah, go ahead. You're on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Got about a minute.
Hey, I'm also a fan of IT. I was going to ask Greg if he could give us more details on how we can more specifically keep our computers safe.
Oh, I love you, Elijah. Okay, we've got 1 minute. Here's what you do. Go to my website. Go to dgregscott.com. Right in the very front, there's a big red button. Click that button and tell me your name and your email address, and I've got some automation that will send you a lot of stuff by email over 12 or 13 emails, something like that, each one with a different tactic.
Fantastic. Thanks, Elijah. Yep. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you. Click that big red button. It's all right there. I wish I had more. We don't have time.
Yeah, we only have about a minute to go, so we want to get to Bob in Shoreview. Bob, go ahead. You're on with Greg Scott.
Yeah, I got two questions. If you're really careful and not at high risk, is Windows Defender enough, the one that's in Windows 10, to keep you safe? And the second question is, in your email, I have mine set so that it doesn't automatically download images. I heard that a virus could be contained within an image. Is that really a risk to download the images in your email previews?
Windows Defender is a good thing. Windows Defender is a great tech tool, and part of that big red button thing I said a minute ago, Tech tools are important. Good old-fashioned human judgment is also important. No tech tool by itself is going to keep you safe. Windows Defender is a great tool. I like it. I recommend it. It's right from Microsoft. The signatures seem to be reasonably up to date. Use it. There's third-party commercial antivirus products for which you pay a subscription. Those are good too. Either or both if you want. The other thing, downloading images, moderate risk. I haven't personally seen any downloaded images containing malicious code, but it's a possibility. So I like your setting of not downloading images by default. I like your setting to do that. And probably the sensible thing is only download the images if you're sure that the email comes from a trusted source.
Elijah, Bob, great questions as always. Yeah, and this goes to all the listeners as well. Go to dgregscott.com. That's D as in Daniel. dgregscott.com. To your one-stop shop, I guess, for all this very valuable information.
So. And an interactive thing, too. I just now thought of. I've got a Facebook author page, D. Greg Scott Author. Go to that Facebook author page, ask a bunch of questions there, and I'll give you answers. It makes me feel good, too. It helps my ego. It knows that people are asking me stuff.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-611-6638. That's 800-611-6638. Again, 800-611-6638. That's 800-611-6638.
Attention American 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year. And Smart Match Insurance is here to help. Do you currently have a copay? What about a high deductible? Do you pay extra for dental and vision? Are your out-of-pocket expenses just too high? If you answered yes to any of these, you should call Smart Match. Smart Match is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you find plans which include $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. Smart Match makes it easy to find the right one with their free, smart, and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free with no obligation, so call Smart Match today. Call 800-719-6195. That's 800-719-6195. 800-719-6195.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Idle midday, never early, never late.
Welcome back.
He gon' stand by.
AM 1280, The Patriot, claimed. Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Lived enough life to save.
It's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks so much for tuning in. I see your pain. 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag NARN Show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Folks, you've probably heard, if you've been listening to The Patriot for the past week or so, kind of a teaser about our business benefactor program. Well, it is back. Yes, it is going to be taking place next week. So starting Monday, October 25th through October 29th. And this is to benefit a local business that you could help out and do some good. And the beneficiary of their business benefactor is Metro Hope Ministries. Check out their fantastic work at metrohope.org. And we are honored at this time to have a representative from Metro Hope. It is Cammie Oren. She is checking in to talk about their organization and, you know, maybe tout the business benefactor program as well. And just to kind of give some insight as to what they do, what their ministry entails, and hopefully get more folks on board with supporting this particular outreach. Cammie Oren, an honor to have you on the broadcast today. How are you?
Hi, Brad. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you joining us. Cammie, if you would be so kind, maybe share with the listeners kind of a broad overview of what Metro Hope and their ministry entails.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Metro Hope Ministries is a Christ-centered residential addiction treatment program for men, women, and mothers with their children. We help men and women who are struggling with drug and alcohol addiction and other negative behaviors that are destroying their lives. One of the most special things about Metro Hope is our program called Healing House. And at Healing House, we have women and mothers with their children. And we are one of, I think, five centers in Minnesota, but the only one in the Twin Cities that is Christ-centered, addiction-focused, that allows mothers to bring their children into recovery and live with them full-time. And that is so precious because, you know, when addiction hits a parent, it affects the children as well. And so when those mamas bring their kiddos in, we see healing in the whole family. And those little kids, you know, they become strong too. And Jesus just, he enters into those little hearts just like he does those mamas and our men. And everything changes when Jesus enters someone's life.
Amen. So I guess we'll talk a little bit about more of the organization, particularly obviously what has, I mean, let's face it, what the whole country has endured this past year and a half or so with the pandemic and everything that's surrounded that. But tell us about you personally, Cammie. How did you get involved with this organization and your specific role with this organization?
Well, it's, you know, it's such an odd story. It actually happened on a day when I was home vacuuming. I had been on the board at a different ministry for 9 years and had cycled off. My 9 years was over.
Okay.
It was my first year of not homeschooling my children, so they started high school. And it was day 364 of vacuuming. And I, that morning, I said, Lord, are we going to do this every day?
Okay.
And then one of my friends said, let's go visit our other friend. He's at Metro Hope.
Okay.
So my husband and I went and loved what we were seeing and hearing. And the director of the men's center asked me if I would be interested in coming on the board. And that was an easy yes for me. So today I'm the president of our board.
Okay.
This is my fourth year at Metro Hope. And, oh, this is a ministry I love so much.
Yeah, that's a obviously anything that where we can get Christ involved in someone's adversity in their lives certainly is a benefit, no question about it. Talk about this particular organization. I mean, from what I understand, organization's been around for 95 years, so it's not something that's certainly new to us. Been around a long time. However, you know, as I alluded to just a minute ago, what we've gone through in the past year and a half with a global pandemic and people feeling more alone and isolated than ever. And we've seen this, we've read the horror stories, we've seen the statistics about how, you know, drug usage has certainly wreaked havoc when people become more isolated. So with that in mind, Cammie Oren, would you say over the past year and a half, there's been even more of an urgent need for a ministry like this?
I would agree with that. The, you know, sadly, drug addiction is not decreasing. It is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Loneliness, isolation, just, you know, just even there's trauma just being in, trapped at home and
yes.
not being able to see people. You know, it's so depression is such a big thing.
You're right.
And it's so interesting right now. This is the middle of October, and we are seeing January, February numbers, especially in our men's building. We are full. And so there are more people who are needing help and wanting help with addiction. And, you know, that is just such a good thing. I'm so thankful that people are wanting to come to Metro Hope, because what we're hearing is that on the street, people know that Metro Hope is where you find Jesus.
Right.
And so they're choosing to come to us because they know Jesus is there.
So we talk about this, one of the wonderful aspects of this, as you alluded to, is the fact that there is a woman in children's program. You know, the parents, you know, maybe going under a treatment for addiction, and certainly we can't forget about the youngsters, and they're cared for as well. So by extension, is there some sort of, shall we say, beneficial educational program? Because let's face it, young kids, what they've gone through last year with the pandemic, we saw the adverse impact of the pandemic, of kids not having in-person teaching. But even before the pandemic, certainly kids, their lives can be severely disrupted if their education isn't continued in the face of their parents' addiction issues. So on that end, are there educational aspects, opportunities within this particular ministry as well?
Yes. At our Healing House, we have a children's learning center.
Okay.
And so a mother can bring her children, newborn to age 10. That is a wider range than anyone else offers in the state of Minnesota for full-time children. And we will take part-time children, like weekend kiddos who are a little older. So from newborn to age 10, we have the toddlers and the babies in the Children's Learning Center. And then the elementary age kiddos, they can continue to go to the schools they've been going to, or they can go to a school that's closer. So they continue to go to school. They continue in their education. In the summertime, they'll go to an off-site program where they have education and a little more fun. And there is just lots of extra learning while they're living with us. Just because, you know, the kids come in with a lot of their own issues.
Sure.
So our staff is really good at working with the kids as well as the mothers. And, you know, when you are a mother who has been battling addiction, it's for a lot of moms, it's really hard to even know how to play with their children or be still enough to read a book to their child.
Right.
And so there's just so many things to learn. And that's what happened at Healing House.
So obviously, as men and women go through this particular program and you know, they get through the some of the more difficult aspects of their addiction. Obviously, a key portion of this is once they're no longer, you know, on site and trying to get reintegrated into some sort of a normal life. Is there some sort of, say, follow-up programs? Or I'm assuming there is, and to that end, what does that entail?
Well, so for our men's program, their programming is 5 to 7 months. Our women are 7 months to a year, but our programs are really tailored to the individual, so sometimes they're longer.
Okay.
And our graduates can live with us longer. We require safe housing for them before they move on because we want them to be successful.
Sure.
So they before they are able to move on, they need to have safe housing. They need to have a job. And most importantly, they need to have a church and a church family, and they have been plugged into that church and church family for some time. And they are always able to come back in for chapels. We have chapel just about every night on site. And so they are always welcome to come back in and do chapel and to participate in other things that we have going on in the centers. And then to check in with our staff people. And then there's alumni events that happen, and we just keep them close. We want them to know that, oh, well, and they tell us, this is my family. And so we want to keep them close and help them to stay strong and successful.
Once again, we are honored to be joined by Cammie Oren. She, the president of the board with Metro Hope Ministries. They've been around since 1926, longstanding, reputable organization. And please check out their website, metrohope.org. We're having Cammie on the broadcast today because, of course, they are our business benefactor. What we are, a particular outreach we are holding here at AM 1280, The Patriot. Again, that the entire week for the Business Benefactor Program is next week, starting Monday, October 25th through October 29th. And there's an opportunity to donate to this benefactor program in an effort to receive free commercial or airtime commercials, up to 40 commercials for your business, church, or organization if you donate to this particular organization, again, Metro Hope Ministries. Cammie, we need to take a quick break. Are you able to hold over with for one final short segment?
Oh, of course. Thank you.
Fantastic. Again, Cammie Oren, she with Metro Hope Ministries, Christian recovery programming, restoring families by ending addiction. And if you have any comments or questions, hey, feel free to give us a call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag NARNshow. It is me, Brad Carlson, filling in for the headliner, Mitch Berg. One final segment on the broadcast coming up in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Mississippi Queen. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Well, I moved into the house in the summer of 2018, and the siding was terrible. Hi, I'm Dave from Matamidi. I got a hold of JTR through friends. It almost looked like a giraffe. There were dark stains where the water had saturated the old paint that was on it. But there were other things that needed addressing, and there were a multitude of things, from putting doors in and railings and doing some electrical and things like that, all of which JTR gladly folded into the contract and took care of for me. It was an amazing transformation. In fact, my brother-in-law, who had visited before we had the siding done, when he came back about a month after it had been done, he stopped out in front of the house and called me and said, "What's your address again?" Because he couldn't believe the difference.
Contact JTR Roofing now for your siding, roofing, and window needs.
Searching for ways to strengthen your daily walk? Visit crosswalk.com. From devotionals to Christian living topics, movie reviews to marriage and financial articles, and so much more. The intersection of faith and life, crosswalk.com.
The division of Salem Media Group.
I am Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
I am Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I am Staff Sergeant Alex.
I am Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I'm proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Charlie Kirk and Dennis Prager bring candid conversation to the Twin Cities with the Patriots' 20th Anniversary Gala, supported by Pro-Life Across America.
65% of students in college think that America's an awful, evil, misogynistic country. The country's going to end in 10 years if this continues. Like, I don't know how else to tell you this.
Stream the entire event at AM1280ThePatriot.com And when you do, you'll receive one free movie rental at SalemNow.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Me, Brad Carlson. Had a blast filling in for my friend and colleague Mitch Berg on today's edition of the Headliner of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Please stay tuned for Jack Tomczak. He'll be coming up right at 3 o'clock right here, AM 1280 The Patriot. We were talking the last segment to Cammy Olren, she of Metro Hope Ministries. And again, this has to do with our business benefactor program. And folks, for your gift of $1,500, we'll give you 40 commercials to use for your business, church, or organization on air. Now, you could also choose what we call the double blessing and gift those commercials to Stories Foundation or another local nonprofit or ministry you're passionate about. So just call 651-289-4444 to do good locally and get 40 commercials as a thank you. And again, this is $1,500 going to benefit Metro Hope Ministries. Again, check out their fine work at metrohope.org. And again, we're going to continue our conversation with the president of the board of Metro Hope Ministries, Cammy Olren. Cammy, I guess again, we only have about 5 minutes to go in the segment. We appreciate your time on this Saturday afternoon. Obviously, we don't want you to mention any of your any names or any intimate details or whatnot, but you've talked in general about what this ministry entails. Any rousing success stories you'd like to share with us? Again, we don't want you to mention anybody's names. I'm sure they don't want you to either, but any success stories that you could share with us? Because obviously we here, a lot of us at AM 1280 The Patriot, as well as our sister stations, very Christ-centered and very uplifted by stories we hear of people just finding hope where, in a lot of cases, they don't have a lot of hope when in the throes of addiction.
Right. Well, I could talk to you all day about success stories.
Oh, I'm sure. And that, yeah, and that obviously is comes with a Christ-centered ministry. We understand that.
Yeah. I will tell you one story. This is just reveals the power of Jesus Christ. And just because man says something does not mean that is the final word.
Right.
We have a woman who is at Healing House right now. She has three sons, older sons. She lost all three of her sons to child protection. Mm. They took them away from her because her addiction was so bad.
Right.
And the state deemed her unable to care for children forever.
Wow.
And so what that means is that any future children born to her will be taken from her in the hospital. So, you know, you can just imagine what losing three of your children does to someone. And so her addiction got much, much worse, and she came to Healing House. She encountered Jesus, and she found out she was pregnant.
Mm.
So for 9 months, she just continued growing and learning and surrendering and accepting this new life with Christ, and her baby is born. And 5 months later, she still has her baby.
Wow.
So man did not have the final word. Mm-hmm. God did. And it's just so much fun to see her with this little life. And she is an excellent mother. And that's an example of Healing House. This is why we have a Mothers with Children's program where they live together full time. It's because that's the way God created us. As women, we are to raise our children. We often have the mom and the child at Healing House and the dad at New Hope Center. And together they're coming through their addictions and they come out as a whole family with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wow. Fantastic story. Yeah, that's a terrific example. Again, when you're in the throes of addiction, feel like you don't have any hope. And then I can't think of anything much more hopeless than having your living children taken away from you. And then the thought of a child you're carrying being taken from you as well, and to be able to plow forward and put your faith in a in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when you may feel like there is no hope, certainly a powerful mm-hmm. testimony. Well, how about folks who come into this particular organization? I mean, are there a lot that have no background in faith whatsoever, or maybe some that did that they ended up straying away? I mean, I don't know if you could put a percentage on people who have even had any kind of experience in the faith or not that come into this particular program, but do you find more are familiar with it than not?
Well, you know, surprisingly, there are more people familiar with, I'm going to say, God and even religion. There's a lot of people who aren't, but, you know, Satan does not discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he goes after all of us the same, but I'm going to say Christians, especially,
sure,
you know, ones who are really fighting more than ever. So we get a wide variety, but, you know, a lot of times people just end up making bad choices, and those choices fill us with shame, and we just keep, you know, sin piles on top of sin, right?
Right, man.
So, but from what I hear, our residents tell me they can tell the difference. They walk through our doors and they experience the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus in our centers, and they're loved on right away. And everything changes. Everything changes. So.
Yeah, well, Cammie, we appreciate you joining us today. And again, thank you for sharing this about your fantastic organization and the ministries they put forth and the wonderful testimony. Again, folks, our business benefactor is Metro Hope Ministries. For your gift of $1,500, we'll give you 40 commercials to use for your business, church, organization on air. And again, if you choose the double blessing and gift those commercials to Stories Foundation or another local nonprofit or ministry you're passionate about, again, just call 651-289-4444 to do good locally and use up to 40 commercials. I believe you have to use those within a 90-day time frame. But again, 651-289-4444 if you'd like to make a gift of $1,500 to this fantastic ministry and hearing all of the good they're doing, not just for folks overcoming addiction. Obviously, that's a big thing, but also long-term stability, which we all know is walking alongside our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Cammie, an yeah. honor to have you on the broadcast today. Thank you so much for sharing everything about this fine organization. Have a blessed rest of the weekend, and best of luck going forward with this Business Benefactor Program. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. It was a great success last year. So thank you for having me on today. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless you all as well. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Folks, I've enjoyed it. Thanks so much for allowing me to fill in for Mitch today, or at least putting up with me filling in for Mitch today. Godspeed, my friends. I'll be back in the air tomorrow.
I should have done it sooner. That's a comment heard often from satisfied patients at IneedMoreHair.com. Dennis Prager here. If you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss, go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what they're doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. You'll be under the care of some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in the country. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including notable Hollywood personalities, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. Their technique is so advanced that their results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices are the best in the business. If you have hair loss, don't put this off another day. Contact IneedMoreHair.com at their office in Eagan for your free consultation. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Today is the day to get a permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
It's the end of the grilling season, and Premier Pool and Spa has huge deals right now on all their Louisiana grills.
No way. You mean like when they sell the toques for cheap during the spring because you don't really need them to cover your noggin when the weather's warming up, right?
Absolutely correct, bro.
Oh, but wait a minute. Fall's like prime smoking season. You can still grill and smoke year-round with the Louisiana Grill, right?
You know it. The Louisiana Pellet Grill from Premier Pool and Spa is both a grill and a smoker. And it got these amazing winter smoker covers, so you can even use them when it's like below zero.
So the grilling season never really ends, but I still get those low end of season prices, right?
You got it. Plus a free 40-pound bag of pellets with your purchase and free bucket liners and a fancy grill cover if you buy one of the top-of-the-line models.
Hey, so don't wait. Get your own Made in America Louisiana grill at end-of-season prices, plus all those extra goodies at Premier Pool and Spa in Chanhassen.
Louisiana grills, you deserve it.
Warning, warning, warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, general manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-palm burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Happy. Happy. Happy 20th anniversary.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.